Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Lord, I believe.
Lord, I
receive.
Lord,
I believe.
I receive.
Lord, I believe.
I receive.
Lord, I believe.
I receive.
Get ready, praise team, to sing the firefall. He said, let the praise team come. Y'all stand over there. Don't get across the front. And sing, let the fire fall just a little bit. And he said that fire gonna come again. I used to have a burning in my hand whenever I get ready to lay hands on somebody. He said, that burning is coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, I really don't like her. He said, when I tell you something, he said, I'll do it. So back to the 20,000. I said, Lord, let it be me. That's what you tell him, Lord, let it be me. So if he let it be 100 of you, wouldn't that be wonderful? If 100 of us, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful? And so you got to get past of trying to give $1,000. Just say, I'm going to do it, Lord. And I know you're Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And it's provided for me. That's the way you got to think. That's the way you got to believe. If you sow a penny at a time, it'll take forever, but you get it done. You sow a dollar at a time, leave that pop off. I bought one the other day, $1.79 for something that wasn't even good. Not good for me. Hallelujah. That's $1.79. I could have gone on $1,000. You understand what I'm saying? There are ways to do things and to get it done. But I was reading in Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Be Led by the Spirit. And he's talking about when the Lord told him to come to Tulsa. They just had a little inkling about coming. And the Lord said, call this person and have dinner with him. And he did. And he just talked to the man, mentioned that they might come to Tulsa. And the man left. But when he was leaving, somebody else they knew came in. And they started talking. He said, I'm thinking about coming to Tulsa. He said, I got $1,000 if you're coming. And then somebody else heard about it, said, I got $1,000 if you're coming. About five or six or seven people said, I got $1,000 if you're coming. So if you start thinking, yes, Lord, I'm going to do it, you just give it to me. I'm going to do it. You just give it. So come on. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do it. You just give it to me. I'm going to do it. Yes, Lord, you just give it to me. I'm going to do it. Don't have that resistance because I said it. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, I think it is, somewhere in there. It says, believe the prophets and ye shall prosper. Hallelujah. You better believe me. Kelton said it some time ago, last year, year before last, good while ago. He said, First Lady is a prophet. You better listen to what she says. Hallelujah. I'd rather not say some of the things I say, but just like putting on these shoes this morning, I'd rather obey God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd rather obey God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would just say, Lord, just in case she's right. I don't really believe her, but just in case she's right, I'm going to do it. If it's not wrong, we were talking about getting upset about things, and somebody said that, Miss May said, well, if it ain't sin, why are you getting mad about it? Woo. So that can eliminate a whole lot of madness we have. Amen. Come on, praise team. Bishop, I believe that was the word that I thought I was going to give you to give. But he said, let them sing, let the fire fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.